And as moderator, I have no financial disclosures, and I'd ask each of you to comment on that before you start your talk. Frank?
Thank you for the introduction. Good afternoon. On behalf of all the authors, I'd like to say thanks to the APHA for allowing us to present this work. All authors have no financial disclosures to make. Breast carcinoma is the most frequently diagnosed cancer in women in the U.S., except for skin cancer. It's a leading cause of death worldwide. There are more than 2 million breast cancer survivors in the U.S. alone at present. In wealthy countries, most patients are treated with curative intent and enter into a surveillance regimen after their initial treatment. Almost all patients enter a surveillance program, and ASCO guidelines have specified that the two modalities that are recommended are office visit and mammogram. We measured the intensity of surveillance used by ASCO members who indicated that breast cancer treatment was a major focus of their practice. In this work, we documented that marked variation in surveillance intensity existed among expert clinicians from ASCO. We sought to quantify a likely source, the variation among physician specialists, particularly medical oncologists, radiation oncologists, and surgeons. To do this, we used an email survey. The survey design permitted us to investigate whether physician specialty could account for a substantial variation that we had previously detected. The survey featured questions based on four vignettes. The four vignettes depicted idealized patients, women, all women, with breast cancers of varying prognoses. The questions were designed to quantify the surveillance practices of the ASCO members. We offered 12 modalities, and the modalities were selected after a search of the literature revealed that there were no other frequently recommended modalities. The surveillance tests were selected and put into an electronic form. We asked that the survey recipients, the ASCO members, would indicate the number of office visits and surveillance tests that he or she would recommend during years 1 through 5 following the initial therapy. The responses were entered into SAS, and we used repeated measures analysis of variance to judge the significance of the differences we found. We found that there were about 1,012 responses from the 3,245 ASCO members who we sent the email survey to. 70% of the respondents that were tabulated were from medical oncologists, 5 were from radiation oncologists, 10% were from surgeons, and 15 did not specify their practice pattern. The most frequently used tests were office visit, mammogram, complete blood count, and liver function tests. The least frequently used of the 12 modalities were CT, bone scan, and PET scan. All 10 modalities not recommended by ASCO of the 12 modalities that we offered our survey recipients were recommended by some clinicians in every post-treatment year. Some of the modalities were selected by some clinicians very often. This is what the survey looked like on the screen of the recipients that we used. What you see are 12 modalities, and the little blue boxes were pulled down or dropped down selection modalities, and it could go from 1 to 12. We didn't go any higher than 12, thinking that nobody would do anything more than 12 times in a given year. There is a typographical error on this slide. It shows the surveillance intensity for three common surveillance modalities, but at the bottom you see it's displayed as the, it's said to be displayed as the median and range, but in fact it's the mean plus or minus one standard deviation. This depiction of the data emphasizes the variation, it does not emphasize the variation in practices, but it emphasizes the a conservative view of the variation. We chose the first two because they're the ones that were chosen by ASCO in their guidelines as the modalities that should be used. Liver function tests were one of the modalities that was specifically not recommended by ASCO guidelines. And what you see is there is significant variation both in those, in the two that are recommended, namely office visit, although we didn't see any in the mammogram use, and in liver function tests, which is one of the 10 non-recommended modalities. This is the exact same data presented as median, minimum, and maximum, and it gives a view of the data that emphasizes variation in practice. You can see that there are many of the modalities, most of the modalities, were offered by some people 12 times per year. It's almost hard to believe that that's the case, even in year 5, 12 office visits per year. The mammograms varied from 0 to 12 for the medical oncologist, and you can see similar variation in all the other modalities that were used. Our conclusions are on this slide. We believe this is the first report to document the variation in surveillance strategies among specialty groups. We think this is the first time specialty groups have been studied specifically to see if there is differences. We found statistically significance in the frequency of recommended use, and recommended use is not necessarily actual use. This is what they said they used, but they appear to account for only a small amount of the overall variation we had observed before and published in the Journal of Oncology Practice this year. This means that many surveillance modalities not recommended by ASCO are routinely recommended by clinicians in all three specialty groups that we studied. This is clear evidence of overuse and/or underuse and/or misuse of medical resources. For those who are interested, we have a fuller depiction of the data in handout form, and I'll wait around until the end to pass it out to anybody that's interested. Thank you for your attention.